Hey, how y'all doing out there? I know it's been a long time, man, but here we go, man. This is B-Rock coming at you live in full effect at Black and Nero Boys Entertainment. I got my boy R.E.G. Reds on the line from Compton, California, one of my childhood buddies.
What it do, man?
All right, Reds, man. I've been waiting for this for a long time, but I finally got your ass on live.
It had to happen.
Yeah, most definitely. I know you've been really, really busy, man, with your arts and your crafts, man. And it's amazing, man, what a guy can do at 48 years old and pushing. You know what I'm saying? But before we go on into this, man, I want to take us back, man, to when we first met, man, in junior high school, man. You know what I'm saying? Give us a little history, man, about you. And your upbringing, man, and how we came across each other.
Well, man, shit, it was, you know, in those days, you know, shit, it was like real rival type shit, you know, like from B-Rock being from Pyro, and you know, me being a Crip, you know, we going to the same school, we live right down the street from each other, and shit, you know, that type shit right there was. You know, like I don't know, like that shit was crazy. We played football against each other, but then going to school together, it's like we didn't get along. But you knew I was solid. I knew you were solid.
Right,
and we never, you know, had no issues or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, it's only a few real ones that's like that. You know, we still got. And, you know, instead of trying to, you know, put some knowledge into the youth, you know, to the shit that we didn't have. So let these young niggas, you know, have that shit we didn't have, you know?
All the time, man, because I go back and press on my memory too, man. It was like, you know, we was kind of like trained and brought up not to like each other for some odd reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Nigga didn't know, you know, like, is this right? We was really trying to impress the older dudes, you know, like, this is me. This is, you know, I represent this, and whatever. But, you know, it's retarded because we only looking at motherfuckers that look like us, how we dress. We only looking at these motherfuckers that want to kill these motherfuckers and they ain't did nothing to it.
Right, on the real.
What about the oppressor, you know? What about that type of shit? Like, we always hurting ourselves. It was a plan anyway. They all had a plan to fuck us over. Had a black man out the house, you know, single parents, all that shit.
Right,
and,
on
you know,
the real.
We just fucked. Go ahead.
No, on the real, man. And I feel the same way, man, about that. I think we was flamboozled, and so to speak, man, into believing that, this was like the only way we had, or this is the path we got to take. You know what I'm saying? Or these are people we got to impress, man, while the oppressors is doing everything else in life that we supposed to have been doing. Now we playing catch up.
Exactly. Hey, you said it right. You hit it right on the dot.
Right.
Playing catch up. You know, look at us. Like, you know, they got to play for us. I know people that feel like they ain't got nobody. And, you know, and then... You know, they do some other shit, and yeah, I say they got a place for you. You feel like
that
you ain't got nobody,
right?
You know?
Three hops
in the cut, man.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy part about it, man, while we was going to Perry Junior High School in Gardena, fellas, y'all, I give it up for Gardena out there, man. You know I love my boys. And the funny thing about this is this, man. I didn't know you was doing music. How did you get introduced to this game?
Man, I always did music. Nobody knew. I had ties, you know, back in New York and New Jersey, you know, my dad, he's from Trinidad.
Right.
And you know, his parents lived on the East Coast, so I would go back and forth, you know, so, and then I would learn all this rap shit, because, like, the battle rapping and all that shit.
Right.
Like, I learned that shit there, you know? So then when I came to, you know, when I was coming back, and then I got to, you know, junior high school, and I was, you know, we were going to Perry, I don't know if you ever seen me. I used to be in a circle, and niggas didn't know I could rap, but I would rap. And then, you know, it took it from there. Nigga, you know, I got the high school dudes coming to get me. I'm bitching. They take me up to Gardena High to rap against niggas up there, you know?
Hell no, I didn't know that, man. When I seen you, when I just met you now, while I'm in my current situation, I'm seeing Reds with Mozzie and this nigga Snoop Dogg got platinum plaques on his wall. You out here in New Mexico doing your thing with the shop and everything. I'm like, where the fuck have I been? I said, God damn, this thing is celebrity or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, my boy, y'all, this for y'all listeners out there, man. This my boy been in the game a long time. He finna enlighten y'all a little bit of a lot of artists that he has worked with, man, and been successful with that y'all don't even know. You know, it's a lot of people be behind the scenes that people don't know about, homie. They write all this stuff, they produce all this stuff, and that's actually the engine behind the whole rap scene as it is today. You know what I'm saying? And this is one of the guys out here, fellas.
I've been behind a bunch of records that, you know, even some of my homies didn't know. But right. They'd be like, damn, and everybody's still thinking I was selling dope, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, man, I gotta do something different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I know I can get some money from this shit.
Right.
I need somebody to represent me, because back then, you know, it wasn't no social media.
Right, of course, and most definitely.
So I'm just like, he was like, most definitely. He was hiding, he was known in the street.
Right.
Then somebody could take your shit or take you to somebody that had the pool, and then you was on.
Right.
You know, it was kind of, that's kind of how I got on, because, you know, niggas, they were hearing me, and then they was like, nigga, I got niggas from Westside Piru, like,
right.
You know, giving up my nigga TB, you know,
most definitely.
He plugged me with Bone, you know what I'm saying, for him.
Oh, you already know, man. This nigga Bone, man. I'ma kick that on the roadside. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's another story, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Bone, what's up, homie? That's much love. A's up, baby boy. I ain't gonna say that to you, shit.
You know,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, that's my boy. Journey.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It was my journey. You know, for me to even for a Pyro cat to take me to, like, niggas, like, you know, just take me around everybody, you know, that was Pyro, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they accepted a nigga like, okay, he a rip, but this nigga about his business, and he hard. So
Most definitely.
I never knew I was hard. You know, I thought, I'm like, damn, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, can I get on? And then all of a sudden, they start asking. They start opening doors, you know what I'm saying? Then I hooked up with this guy, Kipper Jones. He was in the middle of that. That was my first real studio I got in. He wrote, I Want to Be Down for Brandon.
Right. I remember that song, Want to Be Down. Yeah, I can't see, but
right,
I like that shit.
I was right there when he sang that shit for her. And then she sang it. It was a hit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my shit really started, you know. And his brother-in-law was the VP of Black Music at Columbia Records.
Right.
And then that's where it took off.
Columbia Records, yeah, man. You know, I used to see them a long time ago and stuff. But I used to see them, I used to see their name and shit on albums and shit like that. That's what I used to see their name on.
Yeah, they were pushing Jermaine Dupri, you know,
so
and LL Cool J.
Right.
You know, they had shit. This is before, because Columbia Records, you know, it was a sister label. It was with Polygram.
Right.
And then it went to Def Jam.
Right. Polygram and Singles. I knew Polygram and Singles working together.
Man, they was taking me, man. I'm at LL Cool J. You know, at a young age.
Right.
Like, everybody that was on Columbia.
Right.
That was doing business. I would see him in the Columbia office in Santa Monica.
Most definitely.
And I was like, damn, man. And the shit that was happening to me, it was hard for me to even explain this to the homies. They like, yeah, nigga, you lying.
Right.
So I start bringing motherfuckers. They going back to the hood like, man, this nigga's in the studio with fucking LL Cool J.
Yeah. What you the fuck what is saying? Going on, though?
Yeah, they like, no, that nigga ain't lying, cuz.
Yeah.
That nigga for real.
On the real.
We was with Jermaine Dupri. We was with the Grant. And that was some real shit, because I was having them motherfuckers come to the hood. You feel me? fucking these niggas' heads up, but I was a youngin', you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when Tretch came to the, I had Tretch with me, and we ride. And he wanted to see Compton. I take him all down the line to all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I let him know that I'm authentic. Like, you know, this ain't no game. Like, I'm really who I am. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Who I say I am. You know?
Okay, okay. Now, look, man, let me move a little forward now. Now, to the present day, to what we got going on now. What is REG Compton doing right now? What's your project going on right now, man?
Oh, man, I'm, shit, man. I got a bunch of shit. It's like, I don't even know where to start.
Man, we can start with this album you got coming out, man. Shit, I got the inside scoop on this album.
I got coming out, this song called Don't Know. And man, that's my single. I'm getting ready to do a video to that. You know,
right?
I got a whole project coming out. You know, but I'm just dropping single by single. You know,
right?
I don't want to clutter everything. I'm gonna let you soak on one song at a time. But I'll just throw out shit. You know what I'm saying? Just for free, y'all can have it
on the real.
You know, just hear different shit. But the whole project, man, I'm sitting on at least 300 songs.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And man, I can't, man. I'm gonna put it out there and put you on the spot. When is Black and Your Boys Entertainment gonna get his song, man? When we gonna get our songs, man?
Oh, man, we gonna get it as soon as you ready. Soon as I get the track. And
okay.
Whatever we need to
okay.
do. Okay.
Y'all hear that, fellas, right? I got him on record now. Okay, I got you on record now. Shit, I'm gonna make it out public, man. Cause when I got to come for RGG,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
we
yeah,
coming
put it
for
out there, nigga. You got my word. I told you from the gate.
That's right. That's right. But boy, man, I'm proud of you, man. I'm here to say, man, and I'm proud. I like what you're doing, man. You motivational, man. You know what I'm saying? You inspire me even more than I was inspired, man. Because there's a difference between talking about doing something and doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, and my boy, you know.
I always send you shit, so you know I'm doing it. You know what
I already
man?
Know.
And everything I tell you, you're like, I'm staying on that.
Right.
You feel me?
On the real.
I told you something, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You see, I even rolled down on your boy, Derek.
Boy, old Derek from CPT. We on your ass like flies on shit. Like a bad suit, boy, we going to be on your ass.
Me?
Yeah, he going to hear this too, because we old here, man. Cause he been talking about you too. He been wanting, yeah.
And you, come on, man. We supposed to follow up on your words, man. Be louder than words.
Yeah, we got to put him on. He gonna be like, damn, man. Why y'all do me like that?
12 hours away.
Yeah.
12 hours.
Yeah, we owe his ass like a bad suit. Hey,
checked into my room.
Over the real.
And came to see you. I thought we was gonna record all that.
Yes, sir, Derek. Take it in, Derek. Eat it up good now.
I ain't reciprocated that. We ain't did that yet.
Yeah,
I'm trying to show you same love, baby.
Yeah, and we gonna get it in, cause Derek, you cost me $100 too, man. I'm letting you know that now. You cost me $100.
$100.
Yeah, he did.
We ain't talking about. We ain't even own the money. It's a principle. It's a work ethic.
Keep it right.
Get it together, baby.
Get it together. He got. We gonna get him. We gonna get him on the right track. That's our boy. You know that already, man. Derek is our boy.
He know that, man. He know that.
Hey, now let me touch on this, man. Before we get out of here, man, I got to have you, man, to speak to the youngsters out there, man. Speak to our black youths, our your Latino youths, man. The white youths, man. Every other little youngster out there, man, that want to pursue this kind of career and just growing up, man, in the neighborhood, man. What do REG from Compton got to tell them?
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell y'all this. My name Reg, but REG, it means in reality everything's God.
Right on. Deep.
And if you don't tap into the higher being, you always gonna have your ass sat down. We as we supposed to live as a unit. Everybody else can win. We sit back and watch them win. While we sit back and lose, and we losing our lives over dumb shit.
Right on.
Chris, Blood, Pyrus, Latinos, Nathaniel, all y'all, man, listen. and fuck that, where you're from and all this shit, man. We all bleed the same color. We all are minority. We can't win if we don't stand together and fight this shit.
Most definitely, homie. More, I feel like
we're gonna be at the bottom of the barrel. Nobody wants to be on the team. They want to be the motherfucking captain of the team.
On the real.
Well, be captain of your own team, but don't go against your own race, your own color. Yo, we all family, man.
Man, on the real.
All that racism, all that gang banging shit. We killing all hurting each other, man. Just like me and B-Rock. We grew up around each other.
Real.
You know, and what I look like and see his homeboys and I let my homeboys trip. But still, we all family. It don't matter.
Most definitely, bro. I so appreciate you coming here with us today, Rez, man. You know I've been trying to get you on for the longest, man. We just been kind of busy. I know you. Yeah, you've been everywhere, man. You've been all over, man. My boy been flying all over the place doing this thing, man. But y'all got to respect this game, man, because my boy, man, is the same age as me, homie. You know what I'm saying? He take care of his family, do what he do. So just take heed, man. You know what I'm saying? When you see people like that, man, give them uplifting. Don't hate. Uplift them. You know what I'm saying? Uplift your brothers, man. You know. And you know what? Once again, Rez, I appreciate you, homie, for coming here today, man. Sitting down and talking with your boy. You know what I'm saying? I love you for that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always love, man. You know, my doors is always open. Whatever you need, man, if I got it, you know? And
Yeah, man. Hey, I need $100.
Man, you got that coming on Cash App, man. Just show me that time. And listen up here, y'all, man. Once again, man, this is Black De Niro Boys Entertainment. Y'all stay tuned, man, for our brand new album. We're going to be out next year, man, called The Inauguration. And my boy, R.E.G., watch out. Y'all better watch out. Tell him, R.E.G., he going to have some fire for you niggas on there.
Hey, man, stupid fire. Ricky
Retardo,
stupid.
Ricky Retard, man. Look, man, I love y'all out there, man. Peace, love, and happiness, like they said on Soul Train. Thank you. Love y'all. I'm gone. Black the Boys, Bad Boys Entertainment. I'm going to take that part out because y'all ain't going to hear that. See ya. Today, my son asked me, Dad, how big is God? So we heard a plane coming over, and I said, well, how big is that plane? He said, not that big, Dad. So I took him to the airport, and then he said, oh, Dad, that's a big plane. Then I said, yeah, man, sometime with God, it's how close you are to God is how big he is to you.